It's a lecture backstage at the First Midwest Bank Amphitheater, and an honor and a privilege to be with Peter Murphy and Trent Reznor. Everybody, please.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Should be Trent Reznor and Peter Murphy.
So I want to thank you both for doing such a special performance for such a small group.
Well, when the idea of doing a few of these came up, I mean, I thought rather than just do the same thing over and over again and try to make it something that keeps us, our minds working, because touring gets tedious after a while. It's the same day ever over and over. And also make it more of an event out of the tour, because it's been a treat and an honor to have bands, especially Peter here in Bauhaus, out that you respect and like and get along with.
And now I've seen the set lists for all of them so far, and obviously today you chose to go with the Joy Division covers. How did you decide on today's set list?
Most of the band here, Manish Nails, knew of our stuff in the 90s, which was like 15 years after we split. And so there's this whole sort of a common area that we share. And I think these are songs that not a lot of bands can cover with integrity. And I think we can do that.
And Trent, how does it feel to sit on stage and watch a man who you've cited as a hero, not just an influence, but a hero for your own band?
Who's that? Oh.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry, I should have been more specific about the man on the couch.
That's a compliment, of course. But Trent is the one who worked very hard over the years and has been really, really successful.
Well, enough. What was the question again?
Oh, I'm marvelous.
He is marvelous.
I'm very marvelous.
There's a lot of love between these men.
What I think is cool, you know, is one of our first tours, we were playing with Peter, you know, 1990. I mean, I'm surprised that, in a good way, I'm surprised to find that Nine Inch Nails is relevant today and feels relevant to me. And I'm also surprised, and I don't mean that in any kind of insulting way, that Bauhaus, I saw them a few years ago get back, because I missed them the first time around. And it was amazing, you know, and it doesn't feel retro in any way, and it feels vital, and it feels, especially in today's era of recycled things and bands so freely, not just borrowing, but stealing from influences. And I think bands like Bauhaus, Gang of Four, Joy Division, you can cite their contemporary rip-off versions, you know, note for note. And to be able to see the real, authentic article, I think it's great, you know, and to see it kick more ass than most of the stuff that's out right now, you know.
Now, you've been touring behind with Teeth for some time now, longer than a year, and it started in clubs, and you talked about trying to avoid monotony. How has the performance itself evolved from then and to the show that we're going to see tonight?
Each leg has been a bit different. We've tried to do a few different things and break the set list up. This phase, this final phase of it being outside, has felt the best. It finally feels like everything's together. In fact, I'm feeling like everything works, and I feel that we're the best we've ever been. All right, let's stop. You know, feels funny to do that, but we've done it enough. We've accomplished what we set out to do. I have another record that's just about done. I'm going to spend a few months and finish it, and then probably head back out next year early.
So this will be the final U.S. tour for Nine Inch Nails for some time.
It's the final tour anywhere for a while. You know, I'm just going to go back to writing and finishing and thinking in that way and not touring for a while. And then we'll repeat the process as long as anybody is still interested.
I know I had read that you'd been interested in doing a you and a piano sort of tour at some point. Is that an idea that's still kicking around?
I said that out loud somewhere. I mean, I've thought about it. It would have to be the right environment. I don't want to keep doing what we're doing now because it's not going to make sense soon. I mean, it just feels like we've done it, and I'm old. So, no, I just want to try some different things. I'm not really sure what the next thing's going to be like. The new record doesn't sound like the last one, and I don't know that a rock band is the right way to present it, so just tossing some ideas around.
Intriguing. Are any clues as to how it doesn't sound
it's
like the last one?
It's nice and pretty, but it's not guitar, bass, and drums. It's more of a collage of sound, and it may not transfer as easily or as appropriately to a rock band. It might be, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, focusing on the here and now, I'm very excited to see you tonight, and you've been a hero of mine for a long time, so this is an honor to get to speak with you. So Trent Reznor, Peter Murphy, everybody. Electra, thank you so much.